Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would read after the tashahud. In other words, after the tashahud and the du'as that we are taught now to read Durood Ibrahim and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, the various du'as that are taught in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we can learn them, they are nice. It's good. And if we don't know them, then after our salah, we should try and get a list of all the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make. And we should also try and make these du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make. As we will see from these various ahadiths, that the words also of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were so beautiful. That the words, the meanings, the explanations of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, Hazrat Shah Sahib rahmatullah alayhi would say, that this is a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his du'as, that they would be so small sometimes du'as, but yet so expansive in the meaning and so appropriate that even in the zamana and age and all the different ages, those du'as are regarded as very, very current, very important, and in every age, the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam apply. So today's hadith, عن علي رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام إلى الصلاة يكون من آخر ما يقول بين التشهد والتسليم. حضرت علي رضي الله عنه says that when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and when he performed his salah, the last thing that he would say between the tashahud and the salam was اللهم اغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت. Now, before we translate this, imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ma'asum. All the anbiya alayhi wasallam, they were ma'asum. Ma'asum means they were protected from gunas. They didn't commit any gunas. So they didn't, unlike us, that deliberately we commit gunas. Sometimes mistakenly also we commit gunas. But they were protected from committing gunas. But despite that, look at the amount of times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make istighfar. The amount of times that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask for forgiveness, so much so that even in his salah also, he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And the last dua is one of the last duas that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made before departing this world, was Allahumma ghfir li warhamni walhiqni bil rafiq al a'la. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me, have mercy on me, and join me with that elevated, exclusive, high ranking company. So this also, right at the end, he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for maghfirat. So he shows us sinful people like us, how much istighfar we need to make daily. Daily we need to take out some time and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua before salam in his salah. Allahumma ghfir li ma qaddamtu wa ma akhartu. O Allah, forgive me all my sins, all my future sins. Ma qaddamtu, all my future sins. Wa ma akhartu, all my past sins. Such a expensive dua. O Allah, forgive all my future sins. Forgive all my past sins. وَمَا أَسْرَرْتُ وَمَا أَعْلَنْتُ. O Allah, forgive all those sins that I have done secretly, and forgive all those sins that I have done openly. Imagine who's making this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَسْرَفْتُ. And O Allah, forgive all that extravagance that I have done. All that wastage, all that extravagance, all that unnecessary spending that I may have done, O Allah, forgive me for that also. وَمَا أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ مِنِّي. And O Allah, forgive me for those things that you are more aware of than I am also. Some things I may have done and forgot about it, but Allah, you are aware of it, you haven't forgotten. So Allah, what you are more aware of, forgive me also for that. أَنْتَ الْمُقَدِّمُ وَأَنْتَ الْمُؤَخِّرُ. O Allah, you only are the being that can cause somebody to progress. You are the being that can cause somebody to move forward. One explanation. Next explanation, you are the being that can cause a person to go forward as far as his actions are concerned. وَأَنْتَ الْمُؤَخِّرِ. And you are the person or the being that could cause somebody to retrogress. Or you are the being that can cause somebody to stay back as far as his a'mal are concerned. As far as his a'mal increasing are concerned. Yeah, you are the person that can cause somebody's a'mal to increase. Or you are the zat that can cause somebody's a'mal to decrease. Such a beautiful dua. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, La ilaha illa ant. There is none worthy of worship except you. Such a comprehensive dua. O Allah, forgive me all my future sins, all my past sins, all the sins that I've done secretly, all the sins that I've done openly, all that extravagance and wastage that I've done, forgive me for that. Forgive me for all those sins that you are more aware of. And O Allah, you are the person that can cause somebody to progress. And you are the zat that can cause somebody to retrogress. La ilaha illa ant, there is none worthy of worship except you. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yukthiru an yaqula fi ruku'ihi wa sujudihi, subhanaka allahumma rabbana wa bihamdika allahumma ighfirli. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to frequently say in his ruku' and sajda this words, subhanaka allahumma, glory be to you, O Allah, rabbana wa bihamdika allahumma ighfirli. That you, O you, our Lord, you, our sustainer, praise be to you, O Allah, forgive me. Here again, ulama explain that this ideally should be read in the Nafil Salahs, because for us, Hanaf, we say, Hanafiya say that in the Farz Salah, we should try and keep it short. The Imam should try and keep the Salah short. And because he may have sick people, he may have old people, so in his Salah, if he's going to read long du'as, especially in the Rukus, or between the two Sajdas, and in the Tashahud, if he's going to read long du'as, and make it difficult for the old people, the sick people, those people that may be in need of having a short salah. So because of that, he's going to make it difficult for them. Rather, he make the salah easy for them. And in a nafil salah now, the imam can read, and the people, muqtadis also, they can read nicely all the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of them that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read. Fi ruku'ihi wa sujudihi, that he would read in his ruku' and sujood, subhanaka allahumma rabbana wa bihamdika allahumma ghfirli, muttafaqun ali. Again here in this dua we see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask for maghfirat, that oh Allah forgive me. So this is something that we have to increase on a daily basis. And ulama say that instead of saying astaghfirullah, just add a noon there and say nastaghfirullah. The difference in meaning is astaghfirullah means, oh Allah forgive me, oh Allah I seek your pardon. In other words, Allah forgive me. Nastaghfirullah means, oh Allah, we seek your pardon, we seek your forgiveness. So you're asking on behalf of the whole ummah. And oh Allah, forgive the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah, every person will be included in your nastaghfirullah, in you asking for the ummah. How nice it will be that you will get rewarded, and you'll get rewarded for all those that you're including in your niyat. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.